Whichever.
See. And the opposite of a man is a
woman.
Okay, great. And when people get married, they usually have the groom will have someone stand up for him.
Best man.
Okay, and the attendants to the bride are called
matron of honor or
bridesmaid.
Bridesmaid.
Okay. And are there any other relatives we haven't talked about that you'd like to mention now?
Well, I guess my aunt's husband was Fred G.S., who was the famous cattle owner at the time of the Johnson County raid.
Maybe you could tell me something about the Johnson County War.
Well, Uncle Fred came from England, and Frewen had gotten a lot of land on the other side of the mountains over there, and he established a hunting camp. And the Englishmen would come over here and take up homesteads and let them have it. So they got quite a domain over there from getting these different homesteads collected together. And then one of my uncles that had married my dad's oldest sister came in as a settler, and there started to be wire fences over there because they wanted to settle up. And the ones that were like my Uncle Fred, they wanted the open range because their cattle ran on it. And so they had this Cattlemen's War over there, and
many people killed.
Well, several. Nate.
Him and the other guy, whoever was in the cabin with him that day.
Yeah, there's lots of stories there. I don't know it well enough to tell you.
One.
But
guy
they.
By the name of Mark was killed. In
yeah,
Buffalo,
he was.
Or someplace close. Mm-hmm.
Now,
he
how
was
long?
Bushwhacked.
Yeah, he was shot in the back.
Yeah. And my father was credited with saving many lives because he was a messenger between the two factors.
Now, how long did this go on?
Probably.
I think, according to the history book, maybe a couple of years. I don't know, whatever the history says.
Now, have they made any movies about this or anything? Is that what, Heaven's Gate? Have you ever heard of that movie?
No.
It'd be maybe something about a hole in the wall or something like that.
Yeah, or there's the
See, the
longest
wall.
Rope is the one that has my daddy's name in it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's a movie?
No,
it's a rope. It's a book. But you can hardly get it. The longest rope here is under lock and key. You can get it out sometimes. I've gotten it out and read it, but they know me.
At the library.
I'll have to look for that. It's maybe a university library. That's great stuff. Well, let's move on. Maybe you could tell me a little about where you grew up, the house you lived in?
The house I lived in here is right, well, the house I was born in is right down the road here and is still standing. And then this little house back here I lived in some, and my mother and oldest brother used to move back and forth. There's a ranch across the creek down here that my dad owned. And they'd move, change. One time they'd live there, and one time Dad had lived there. So we moved back and forth. But there was quite a long log house here. That picture is supposed to be it, but I'm sure that it's had a dirt roof on it.
Okay. Now, how did you keep that heated?
Cook stove.
Wood?
Cook stove, wood stove, coal. They used to go out in the Badlands here and take that Fresno that you're asking about. They'd take that and clean off the dirt, and there'd be coal down in there. Well, it didn't burn good, but then it'd keep fire.
What burned good? But I want some ashes.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, do you have a fireplace here?
No.
In this house? Well, I need to ask you some fireplace terms, so
okay.
I hope you. What do you call that thing up above that you maybe put little knickknacks on?
What is it? They got one up the house up there.